NC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. I want to remind you that we've got a contest that starts tomorrow. We got C-Block in about 45 seconds. But tomorrow, we're teaming up with Dr. Pepper for a one-of-a-kind fantasy football giveaway. You got six opportunities to qualify. Thursday in the 9 a.m., 1 p.m., and 5 p.m. hours. Same on Friday. We will give you a keyword. If you are the winning caller, first of all, you'll win a Dr. Pepper prize pack. So hooray! But you will also advance for the opportunity to win the one grand prize, one of a kind. You can hold your fantasy football draft inside the very same Cowboys War Room at the Star where they actually make their draft picks. Wolchuk's going to be there. Broaddus is going to be there. It's an extravaganza!
Ooh, I don't think you can say that. This is awesome.
It is.
Why have I not heard about this?
I feel like you need to lock into the show.
Okay. All right.
But also, you are not eligible to win because you work here. But other people that are in your fantasy league, I do not believe those same rules apply. Okay. So tell everybody you know and listen and try to win.
We don't know the word, and we won't know the word until like the day, like the right before our show or something like
even
that.
Even then.
Who knows if we even know the word
Let's
during
hope
the show.
For the best.
Here's the thing. Can you kind of give me an example, Kevin, of how this would work? This is not exactly the contest, but
yes.
We'll be sitting here talking, and then you'll just slide a word in there, and you'll
sure.
just say a word we're supposed to know.
Yeah, but I'll make it clear. So we'll kick off the show tomorrow, 10 a.m., 10:02, and I will tell you that the word or phrase of the day is single moms.
Okay, gotcha.
All right? And I'll repeat that again and again, much like Alex mistakes. And
will you go the word? Like
is.
That?
Yeah, I'll make it very clear. The password is, and then
we should play the level of concern sound effect beforehand so everybody knows.
That I'm sure we could figure that out. Mm. And then in the 1 o'clock hour at a time that we will determine along the way, and you can be unpredictable with these giveaways.
You never know when it'll happen.
We will do the call-in opportunity. If you call in, you know the word, you win. So you get that prize pack. But
right.
you're also going to be one Dr. Pepper prize pack. You're going to be one of only six people who will be put in the grand prize drawing
dude,
to win.
That is nutso. That is wild. So, Kevin, that was going to be the first thing I talked about in the C block. So thank you very much for stealing that from the
what?
Segment. Now I don't know what to talk about for the next 2 minutes.
Okay. I was going to say, you were not going to do the entire segment about that. Oh, you don't know what to talk about for the next two minutes?
No, I got it. We're good.
I had something.
I know you do. You're always prepared, but I just always like to give you a hard time because we're friends and coworkers and stuff. We do have Nolan Norris from FC Dallas coming up here at 1:30 too. So maybe at 1:30, not 1:32.
Well. Yeah. He is also supposed to throw out the first pitch on Monday.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
We'll see. We'll see how things. No. I'm not like suggesting anything. I'm just saying, like, we'll see what's going to happen on Monday.
Oh, I hear you. I got you.
We do have a mini Are You Better coming up in shortly as well.
Oh.
I know we are all in on Caleb Downs.
Most of us.
Ooh. Are we not?
I mean, on this show, we are.
Who's not?
It sounds like I've not been able to see all the back and forth, but it sounds like Gavin Dawson. Is not.
Is he spitting
so
hot?
So it's semantical then.
Is he spitting hot fire out there?
I think you might be right, Dawson.
There is definitely another rookie grabbing my attention, your attention, everybody else's attention. Kevin, do you have that quote still? I think the quote goes something like, I hate every single team that we play against.
Yeah.
I hate them all.
Exactly.
And I went out on the limb today and said that's my kind of player. I know that's kind of risky to back a player that hates, you know, that way.
It's sports hate. It's fine.
I don't know.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to tell you how to hate.
Did anybody ask him? Did anybody follow up and say, is this sports hate? And he was like, no, real hate.
I don't think he has time for such follow-up questions.
Probably not. He's like, you had one question.
Yeah.
Now football.
Mm.
But I do love the way he's like approaching this. And I think that, you know, hearing Mickey this morning say there was some rotation going on, whether or not that was to help conserve Overshown or just get him more of those reps, or maybe there's a real rotation that's going to exist. Kevin, there could be a possibility that maybe they've looked at Overshown and gone, hey, we want the best for him.
Right.
But we got to keep moving. We're a team that's trying to build something here. We can't just sit around and wait for people to be ready. If Barham's ready to go, let him be ready to go. So that's where I asked the question, 877-881-1053. By the end of the season, who do you think you will be most excited about on this Cowboys roster?
All right. I don't want...
A.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, Steven, you got a point.
That makes sense. Man.
Steven's been adamant about that all offseason, too.
Yeah, I feel like we've heard that every couple of days, which I love. I feel like, not to be lazy here, I do think it's going to be Caleb Downs. I do think you're going to be like, man, he had almost as big of an impact as any other rookie in the NFL when you look at the advancement of this defense, and it just chips away at you. Like, I feel like it, hopefully, we had a conversation about this. It could be Tim Duncan-esque in terms of you're like, yeah, that was pretty good, and then the game's over, and you're like, oh, crap.
30 and 14.
Yeah, he had a crazy game, like whatever you view as the safety equivalent of that game. And so it won't be wild, but it will just, good play, good play, good play. And it'll just stack, 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 and you're like, wow, that was awesome.
So you think that, like, you were one of those people, you recommended, you requested that the Alec Medford-led combination of me and him watching film this offseason.
That was my guy, number one.
The first person you were like, hey, I know y'all have already watched these six people, and y'all would like to talk about them, but will y'all please watch this guy? And we were like, fine, Kevin, if that's what you want. And Kevin was on to something. He had already talked to the Joneses, I guess, and he knew who the draft pick was going to be.
Hey, I had some conversations with at least one Joneses.
That's access right there, baby. And that was like, and when we watched him, we just walked away from it. I think both Alec and I were like, well, we're never going to be able to get that guy. That was our first thought, was he's going to go way ahead of where we can get him. And he almost did.
Yes.
And I think the feeling here that you're saying is he's going to prove you right and be exactly what he was.
Yeah.
And you already had high expectations of him.
Like, absolutely.
So that's where I think the excitement is going to be of, dude, we got the pick right. And he's just as good, and he's only going to be better.
Yeah, and like it just kind of goes back to sometimes the simplest answers are true.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, it's the simplest answer for a reason. I'm going to go with our top draft pick and the guy that a lot of people thought was a top three player in this draft, and I'm not going to make it more complicated than it needs to be.
This one right here is a really good answer from the 903 Big Q Williams, O'Quinnum.
That, and if you don't know, that is another drop. That would be, yes, see, that would be a huge boon for this season. If Quinnen goes in there and kicks some ass, especially since you restructured the contract and everything like that, that would be tremendous.
Alec, I don't know how you feel about this, but based on everything you've heard this offseason, don't you feel like you're about to see some monsters up front from this defensive tackle and line group?
Yeah, and I think Kenny Clark kind of got some unjust criticism over the offseason too, which I didn't really understand. There might have been a game or two last season where you're like, he wasn't really there, but he's a run stuffer. He was doing his job. If you're not calling his name, it's kind of like an offensive lineman. He's probably doing a good job.
Yeah.
But Quinnen does have that game disrupting ability where he can apply pressure in the pass game. And I think because you're going to have so many people rotating in and out, and he's going to command so much attention, you're going to get a lot of pressure from the interior.
I mean, Rashawn Gary gets lost a lot of times, but I think y'all are all going to go, oh, yeah, he made a big play in that game.
Yeah.
And or had a meaningful job on the defense this game. You saw the impact he made. I think you're going to see it a lot. Alec, do you have somebody that you're like, by the end of this season, I think we're all going to be very excited about this guy?
Revel. I think it might be Revel.
Great.
I was excited about him coming out of the draft, but like you, Corey, I was like, first-year player coming off of a major knee injury. No expectations whatsoever from me last year. And now this year, now that he looks healthy, and it seems like he's going to play starter reps. He might not be the first guy on the field, but he's going to get the snaps of a starter. I think you're going to like the consistency that you see from him.
Yeah, I think that's an exciting player whenever he gets his time. And I think he's going to get plenty. I think he's going to get plenty of opportunities to go show who he is. It sounds so easy that it's Barham. I think he's going to take a starting role by the end of the season.
Hey.
And I'm this is way too early.
And it just, but like, that's why I love this question. If he doesn't get a starting role, he takes a starting role, then that's going to make you feel a lot different about the depth at linebacker. So, like, if it's a scenario where, unfortunately, like, somebody got hurt or they're just playing really bad or whatever, then you'd be like, oh, well, that's not my favorite. But if it's because he takes a starting role and you're like, I mean, we can't not have him out there, then I think that's going to do wonders for your linebacking core, your depth, and then your overall defense.
Kevin, I didn't get to this story yesterday, but I wanted to make sure of it. What's the disease that you think sounds the worst? Because Scottie Scheffler admitted that he played the BMW Championship with hand, foot, and mouth disease and refused to withdraw from the tournament. I just think that's wild. But we know, you know, you go to work all the time sick, you know, and you're just like, if I can make it sick, I'm going to try. Even if I get all my coworkers sick, it doesn't matter. They don't care. If the whole show's sick, who cares?
Right.
As long as we got that show done that day. But if you can't, if you know you can't make it, you're just like, I'll be going to the restroom all day during this show. It's not going to work. Then you don't. But I think hand, foot, and mouth sounds the worst.
I am going to go.
It's terrifying.
With the flesh-eating virus.
Oh, yeah, that one's bad.
Now, I had to double-check this before.
Does it actually eat flesh?
Here's the thing, it does.
Oh, no.
But also, your survival rate is about 70 to 80%, all right? So you'd prefer not getting it, of course. But when you hear flesh-eating virus, don't you just assume you're done for? And 'tis not the case.
Mm.
And it can become life-threatening really, really quickly. But there's a better than not chance that you survive. So obviously I would prefer to never get this, but it sounds like instant death.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he has flesh eating bacteria. Thanks to that outbreak monkey, Dustin Hoffman can't save him. He's a goner.
Yeah, that's a good point there. I just hand, foot, and mouth always made me feel like both my hands and feet are going to fall off and then I'm going to decay from my mouth.
Do you ever think though, it also sounds like a stupid disease to get? Cause you're like, what were you doing? Were you just like,
and you had in your mouth.
Yeah, and that's how you got the disease. Mm-hmm. I know that's not how it works now because of children, but before I had kids, I did not know that. Kids love to get hand, foot, and mouth disease.
Alec, there are two options here. You can either, if you have a good one, you can say that, or you can go ahead and hit the button for some Are You Better.
How about I do both? I say Lyme disease because why is there a disease named after a food that tastes pretty good? And
yeah,
also, I
lime on the coconut.
And Corey, I do like to hit buttons.
Yes. Yes. So,
Kevin, this is a segment where we ask you if you think you're better than everybody born today. I got a list of four for today, but I thought they were some pretty good ones.
Okay.
We'll start off with the lightest one, I think, but I think you like him. John Mulaney turns 44 today.
I think John Mulaney is hilarious.
Y'all experience some similar habits.
True. That is true. Man, his life trajectory, no, not that. His life trajectory, like, in and after the drug addiction has been
wild.
Pretty wild. But I think he's really funny.
Really funny writer, too.
Yes. The one that makes me laugh every single time is when he talks about the robot test. And he's like jumping around. And he's like, it's time to see if you could pass the robot test. Tis it a three? So like, I just really love that. I think John Mulaney he's working his way back. He gets a conditional better than me.
He's got a child with Olivia Munn.
Yeah, I've also had a child out of wedlock.
Well, that was not what I was going with.
Matched it.
I love in his stand-up when he talks about getting off the subway and thinking he's late to the next one, so he starts following that lady, and that lady thinks he's chasing her down, and he's like, what is happening? Why is she going faster? James Harden turns 37 today.
This is tough, because I want to say that I'm better, but we learned that he has made, what, $500 million in his career? And he hasn't won jack ass in terms of team success. So, congratulations, sir. You are better than me.
Wow, because of the money, huh?
Yeah.
So anybody that's rich is better.
I love money. Sometimes. Sometimes not.
Turning 46 today. Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
Made Home Alone.
He did. And he did nothing for 30 years.
And now he has Brenda Song.
That's right. Who was that other gal that he was married to or whatever?
He was married to somebody
else.
It was
in that movie Bully. That was pretty messed up.
Wasn't he with Mila Kunis for a while, too?
Maybe.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, and she helped write a letter.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
he could be better than me. Home Alone is really good. The Good Son,
Home Alone 2, yeah.
That movie sucks.
Right. Last but not least.
He's going to let that homeless lady starve to death. Here's a turtle dove. How about some food, kid?
No longer with us, Mother Teresa.
Okay. Damn it, I didn't do the research on this.
We keep forgetting to do the research on why she's not a great person.
Yeah.
Or wasn't a great person.
Okay. So I typed
in. You doing a quick AI search?
I typed in, was Mother Teresa? First two things that come, or was mother? First two things that come up. Was Mother Teresa a good person? Two, was Mother's or Father's Day invented first? Who? What?
Obviously it was Mother's
Day. Do I need to care about that second part? Oh, man. I know I say that you got to pick a side. Can I abstain on this one? Because,
Wow.
Because my wife texted me.
This is the Warren Moon jersey all over again, huh?
See, my wife texted me, and it made me wonder, is nobody good? Because she goes, do you know Mother Teresa wasn't really that good of a person?
And that's all she said.
Yeah.
She didn't say why or anything.
Yeah. And so I guess people are like, hey, there was poor sanitary conditions, especially with the volunteers. They reused unsterilized needles and didn't handle pain management. And so they're like, she was doing all this stuff, but like kind of half-assing it, I guess, is the critique. But I haven't done my full research on that. So I will say that she is better than me. And if you have critiques about Mother Teresa, I guess we'll just agree that nobody's all the way good, right?
Is she a saint?
Ooh.
Is that what it is? Is she considered a saint?
And she won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's... Sainthood. Oh, yeah, she is a saint.
Wow.
Do that, they take sainthoods away?
I don't...
She's better than the movie,
The Saint.
I don't
even know who gives the sainthood out. Who does that? Is it the Pope?
Yeah.
He's in charge, huh?
He tells us Catholics what to do. Well, I guess I'm not Catholic anymore, but you know. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I was going to say, let's talk about what happens with college football rosters now. Maybe we'll talk about the wings. Maybe people will get their counter arguments about Mother Teresa. And we'll talk about Nolan Norris from FC Dallas. Unless he was listening to the last part of that segment, then he might cancel. We'll find out next on The Fan.
In Dallas.
Got to get to the 8. He's going to take off and run. Mendoza weaves his way first and go diving toward the end zone. Touchdown!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Let's talk a little bit of college football. We got Nolan Norris coming up in just a few minutes. But a lot has transpired since we last talked about this. So the SEC followed the Big Ten. The Big Ten was unanimous in its opposition to athletes leaving the NFL and returning to college teams. So the SEC are like, hey, we're going to vote on it. We're going to figure it out. And they have put together a rule to stop NFL, NBA, and WNBA players from returning to school. They also made that unanimous. There was no word as of yesterday if Lane Kiffin, the LSU football coach, and Will Wade, the LSU men's basketball coach, would continue to pursue the two players that had committed and would theoretically be in violation of these new conference rules. And then Mike Florio put out an article that there is a report that Lane Kiffin and LSU instigated the fifth-year lawsuit.
Oh, really?
Perhaps with the idea that, hey, we know how this is going to go, and let's go ahead and challenge it. I did think
fascinating
that Lane Kiffin had made a fair point when he goes, there's more than 100 athletes in multiple sports that were cleared and said, you can go play. That's a court order. If you think back on all the different court orders of great players that were granted, whether it's Pavia or Chambliss, they were allowed to play a 6-year. We followed the court orders. I think you get into a really interesting situation as a conference if now you're saying, well, we're not going to follow this court order. These kids that have a court order can go anywhere else, and we're saying, no, you can't. And on that specific point, I think he makes a valid argument.
Yeah. Everything else, though, you feel like it's...
I mean, if you find out that he was at the crux of getting this to happen...
And then he got the player...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he is a super spy. We discussed this yesterday, how they were sweeping the Ole Miss for bugs because they were concerned about him bugging the place.
So. That is true. Also, I will say, because we've kind of had a back and forth with some people on the text. There's like, well, this is a one-off situation. If I truly believed that this was a one-off situation, I'd be like, all right, knock yourself out. But this one-off is going to set precedent for potentially other things. And the NCAA seems to kind of do whatever the hell they want anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So who's to say it won't then go over to, well, now it's this, now it's this, now it's this.
Yeah, no, that's a, this is the lengths that this thing is could potentially go to, Kevin, I don't think this is just a stopping point for it at all.
Oh, not at all. Because, all right, so let's take it through to the next logical steps. All right, so the SEC has voted and the Big Ten has voted. Well, there's a whole lot of public universities in those groups who get money from the state and the taxpayers and stuff like that. Are these kids or their attorneys not going to go back and say, all right, I'm filing a lawsuit. This is a public university, and you're telling me I am no longer eligible to play here despite this pre-existing court order? How does that work?
Yeah. Oh, that's there's a lot going on.
So we will keep an eye out on all of that. In the meantime, Mr. Medford, can you give me cut number 10, please, good sir?
Tarique gets Carlton turned around.
Keep going.
The crossover, the fall away. Yeah. Oh, that is pretty with a capital P.
Pretty with a capital P. Let's talk about those Dallas Wings as they are victorious last night, 96-78, over the Portland Fire. In the meantime, they make the playoffs. It's the first time in 3 years the Wings have made the playoffs.
Okay. And we thought this year, we were asking around, we were like, can they be good? And people were like, yeah, they can be good. But we were like, can they be better than that? And they were like, they might be a playoff team. Well, they kind of stumbled into that.
Yeah, and right now they're the last playoff seed, but they're also within two games of the fifth seed.
They did what they needed to do early,
yeah.
And now they're in place to do it. What kind of tournament run can they have?
Indeed. Right now, let's turn our attention to the pitch. We will talk with FC Dallas defender Nolan Norris. Good afternoon, sir.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I have to know, do you just bury the film from that Vancouver match, set it on fire, never think about it again, and move on with your life, or what's the story?
Yeah, exactly. We know in the season there are going to be ups and downs, and especially after the month that we've had with a lot of games and a lot of travel. Obviously, we were disappointed for the game to go that way, but I think we take some learning lessons that we can, but we also can't let it affect our confidence too much. We need to look at the bigger picture of the way this month has gone and look forward to this next month where we have a few home games. So, obviously not happy with how it went, but now head down, keep working, and we look to rebound.
Now, what were some of the lessons that maybe you or the team has discussed so far this week that you took away from that? Even if it was just one match, what are some of the things that you saw that you're like, well, we got to tighten that up or that can't happen again?
Yeah, I think it was just little moments all over the game, whether that's individual moments, defending goals, whether that's collective moments in terms of keeping the ball or finishing chances. I think there were a lot of things that we either didn't execute or didn't go our way. And, those things happen and it was disappointing, but we're going to make the most out of it and, embrace the challenges going forward.
Now, I know you mentioned it's been a good month and you got to finish up with St. Louis on Sunday, but also, how excited are you for that September 5th match? If I have this right, it has been since May 13th that y'all have had an MLS home match, and I know that was always going to be stacked like that kind of because of the World Cup and everything. How excited are you to play in front of the fans at Toyota Stadium again?
Yeah, we're ecstatic. I know myself included. We love our fans. We love the chance to play at home, especially me, obviously a kid that's from this area. I grew up going to FC Dallas games. And so for me, it's a joy and an honor anytime I can participate in terms of playing. So We're really looking forward to it. Like you said, we have a game this weekend in St. Louis, and I think all our focus is on that game, as it should be. But once that game is done, then we'll be looking forward to trying to put on a good performance for the fans and for everybody involved.
Whenever you were a kid going to FC Dallas games, would you get really competitive when it came to spinning the wheel or trying to kick the ball into the goal to win a sweet prize?
That's actually funny. Those are some good memories. They used to have the nice little setups and stuff. And me and my siblings and my teams, we'd go kick the ball around. But, it was fun. We always dreamed of being on the first team.
No, I got a question about yellow cards, if we don't mind diving in just a little bit on this. Because I'm always curious. First off, do you ever ask the ref if you can have the yellow? Can I have that and collect them? I've always wondered that. But also, whenever you are getting one, do you know I'm about to get carded on this play? And do you kind of expect that that's about to happen? Is there ever like a point where you're a little worried that it might have been a little further than you thought?
I mean, obviously the game is very subjective. You obviously know more than likely what's probably going to get you a card. I think there are sometimes in games where you make a tackle that probably deserved the card and you don't get it. Or you make a tackle that you feel is a normal foul and you get a card. Personally, I feel like it's the second one for me quite a bit, which is unlucky, but I think... I've never asked the ref for it. We never want to see it, but to be honest, like, especially as defenders, you're competitive and you want to be physical, and that part of the game doesn't really bother me, though.
Yeah, the defending and being physical, still being aggressive, does that, when you have one on you, does it mean you have to play less aggressive? Does it change the way that you play?
It does. You have to be a bit more responsible, a bit more... thorough, like diligent in your thinking in terms of what type of challenges you're going into, because obviously, if you go into another questionable challenge, you could end up with a red card and leave your team hanging. So it changes a little bit for sure. It just makes you have to think a little bit more.
Is that probably then like the, and this is, I know this isn't specifically like you, I'm just kind of going through the mentality of it, because we've seen, I think World Cup brought a lot more attention to cards and all of that for a lot of casual fans out there, and just that mentality of, is it really the, hey man, I did let my team down, and that you don't want that responsibility?
Not with a yellow card, I don't think so. I mean, it's a yellow card is a foul. You're not going to get thrown out the game, so I don't think so. Obviously, a red card is the same as getting ejected in any other sport, but especially in soccer, when you would play a man down, the effect is even greater on your team. So, you want to be rough, you want to be physical, you want to set the tone for your team, but obviously there are certain lines you don't want to cross, and a yellow card is fine, but obviously you don't want to get in that red card territory.
If it is one of those cards that you disagree with, you kindly walk up to the ref and be like, I disagree with that call, but I respect your right to make it. Thank you.
I think I'm not a big mouther, so I definitely, like, I'm not going to go up and tell him I disagree too much. I'll probably put my hands up or just be like, that's a bit crazy. I'm not really going to go at the ref. But that doesn't mean I go up and tell my respect his decision.
there's
a line for me.
This coming Monday, you are supposed to be throwing the first pitch out at the Rangers game, is what we were just informed. I also am throwing a first pitch out on Monday.
Can you believe
at
that?
At the Rangers game. So can you believe that?
That's awesome. No, I'm so excited, but it'll be awesome. We can do it together. I'll have to say hello.
That sounds like a lot of fun. If I bump you too hard, though, will I draw a yellow card?
No. You better watch out for me. I'll be ready.
Okay.
I need a referee around.
So have you, practiced this first pitch? Have you thought about it? Like, where are you
at?
Dude. Okay, you're an athlete, but you can't always out-athlete everybody, right?
Right. Well, so I grew up, honestly, this is why it's special for me. I grew up in a small city called Hazlett, Texas, and all we had was one local baseball field.
Nice.
And so growing up until I joined FC Dallas Academy, I played baseball, select baseball alongside club soccer. And so my first two dreams were to become pro soccer player or pro baseball player. And I always went to Rangers games growing up with my dad. So then when I found out that this opportunity was presented, like, I've been stoked ever since. I haven't So I really haven't thrown the baseball. I haven't put the glove on, and I can't tell you when, probably 5 years, to be honest. So we're going to, I think I might throw the ball around after practice tomorrow. I think one of the media guys are going to bring it to the field, but I think if the arm feels good, we're going to try to throw straight gas. And especially if you're doing it with me, we can have a little competition. We can get the speedometer out.
Yeah. Right. I like this.
I'm pumped about this, but at the same time, Nolan, you're only like what, 21, right?
Yes, sir.
Do you kind of feel like maybe you throw a good pitch, there can be some scouts out there, and you could maybe still relive both dreams of being a professional soccer and baseball player?
You know, I'm going to go out there and try to get the job done, put in the strike zone, and we'll see what happens.
That's what I'm talking about. That dude right there, he's already got it down.
I love it. Okay, so best of luck against St. Louis on Sunday. That is the primary objective, of course. And then we're going to see you at the game on Monday.
Perfect. Make sure you come say hello.
Absolutely.
We'll be fun hanging out.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, good sir.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
There you go. FC Dallas defender and first pitch competitor, Nolan Norris. I like it.
Yeah,
there are so many things happening with this now. Skip is like, yeah, I'll catch your first pitch.
Just don't
Nolan
want me.
Is like, if I get my practice down, I'm throwing gas. Mm-hmm. Like, this is going to be the most competitive first pitch environment we've seen this year.
Yeah, I've been working on making sure that I can throw a good straight hard fastball rather than, you know, just kind of lobbing it up there.
Right.
That's what I want to go up there. I want to do it right. You know, I want to do justice for the Tolos out there.
Absolutely. So
street justice.
That's, well, a little different, but yes, I get it. So this Sunday, FC Dallas against St. Louis. And then on the 5th, September the 5th, it will be FC Dallas's first MLS home match since May. So I would highly recommend you go check that out. Coming up next, we will chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
It's homered in three straight games, the 1-0. Swinging, that ball's hit deep down the right field line. You've got to be absolutely kidding me. He just homered.
Can't see masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Man, G-Bag's already asking the questions that matter right now. Courtesy of DNM Leasing, it's time for our chit-chat with the aforementioned G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is it today?
Doing well, Hagee. You just surprised that Jerry Jones caught a foul ball last night.
Well, here's the thing. So we can play you the audio of Jared Sandler catching the ball.
Jared.
Talk about Kyle Singler or why you hate Caleb Downs. Which one of these things would you like to start with?
The Jared audio is pretty good, by the way.
The Singler audio is...
Okay,
the audio is so good.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear so much
Do you want to hear Jared making a play? Yeah, all right, give me Hicksy, Warren Jared. It's time.
This pitch, foul back. Look out, that's you! Yeah! Yes! Way to go! Jay Boogie redeems himself.
Jay Boogie?
I got to find a kid, a Rangers fan. Ranger!
The ghost of Target Field is no more. Outstanding work. Let me see the seams on your palm.
All right, so go ahead. Obviously,
that's a pretty personal question.
Obviously, he's going right
see the
for
seams
third
on that
base.
Palm.
Yeah.
That is awesome reaction from Hicksy.
Oh, yeah, he goes, that's yours!
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved it.
That's a barehander, one-hander or two? Do we have
two.
Video?
It was both hands, yeah.
Okay.
But still, impressive nonetheless.
First thing he did, though, was he leaned over, he was pointing Mike. Because I think Mike had dogged him so hard on missing the one in Target Field. So Mike had given him such a hard time that he like leaned over and was trying to find him and be like, see, I got it.
Nice.
That was nice.
Yeah!
That could have been.
Yeah! Let's go.
That could have been Nadell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if he would have had the same reaction.
He would have one-handed
reaction
it without
skills.
Looking. Just bam. You know?
Yeah.
All those years of experience.
Yeah, he wouldn't have had to use two hands.
Yeah.
Now, y'all have made my day worse by pointing out that Kyle Singler is just falling apart, and he says that Coach K won't help him, Duke won't help him, his hometown won't help him. What is happening with this?
I think it's got meth and or heroin written all over it.
And do you want to tell everyone why meth messes up your teeth.
Oh, no, it's definitely meth. He looks like the guys from Breaking Bad.
I thought this was a great explanation.
Yeah, it's not good.
I asked, what is it about meth that messes up your teeth? To which Dr. Chiafalo said,
It kills you from the inside out.
This is the equivalent of Delonte West a couple of years ago, who, by the way, is turned back around and I think trying to launch a streaming career. I think one of those streamers like gave him a setup and a deal. So look for Delonte West on Twitch.
Okay.
Coming up soon. Should be pure gold. But yes, I would say Singler desperately needs help, probably with substance abuse and a mental illness.
Yeah.
It is horrible. It's shocking how bad his facial hair and appearances.
And his teeth and everything.
From the inside
and
out.
And then the backdrop is like a swanky apartment at OKC. So he hasn't lost everything yet.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to figure out, because there's been some really heavy accusations lobbed against him as well. And you always wonder, like, when somebody who's a drug addict says, nobody will help me, if Coach K or Duke or his family or whoever else is like, bro, we've tried to help you like 8 times, and now you just won't listen to any of us. So I'm not shutting you out. It's just, we tried. Like,
yeah.
Let us in.
You have to be willing to help yourself as well.
I mean, to a certain extent.
It's like Heath Ledger, Joker vibes with the breathing and the like maniacal
and
smiles.
And I haven't seen the video, but I saw the pictures. It looks bad.
So it looks like it causes extreme dry mouth. You get some teeth grinding and clenching going on. And then high sugar intake, because you can't eat, but you know you need some sort of fuel source, so you drink sugary beverages.
Oh.
And then you're
true.
That's pretty much what you said.
I guess the dehydration, the lack of saliva in your mouth kind of keep things somewhat sanitary.
Yeah.
And they begin to rot out.
Oh my goodness. Man, that is sad, sad, sad. I hope
probably not getting their milk.
Yeah. Yeah, I
double down on some
milk.
Get
him some milk. He's a big part of that 2010 national championship team. I hope he finds the help that he needs. Now, in the meantime, I haven't seen the tweet, but people have texted us about it. What are your thoughts about Caleb Downs, and did you respond to a bunch of people about it?
I did. It's been fun. really nice pick last night.
Yeah.
You know, I think
pick.
It was a well-timed tweet.
Gosh.
Because of that pick.
I did wonder, was it more newsworthy that he had a pick or that it was his first pick of training camp?
Okay.
You know, I think he's smart. He's focused. He's going to be a good safety. You know, and he's probably going to be even above average safety his rookie year. So it's not like I'm saying he's a bust or anything.
Okay. That is how people like to portray it, I'm sure.
I just think, you know, safety is a tough position to be a superstar at. What is it that you do? Are you covering? Are you blitzing?
Right.
Are you unblockable? Are you getting down into the box and blowing things up? I haven't seen any of that from Caleb Downs.
Yeah.
You know, I think he is really good at staying in position. I don't think his coverage is very good. I think he struggles to get his head turned, which is something I appreciated about last night's play. You know, maybe Christian Parker is coaching that up in him. But I think it is very, very difficult to be a game-changing safety. And there's maybe 3 of them in the entire league. And we're assuming this guy's like the next Ed Reed.
Right.
So, you know, I didn't really intend to start anything. I think it's Wolchuk that started it and got people in my mentions.
Oh.
So then
even stirring it up?
I stirred it up with you, Adam, last night. I did.
I said, we care about you.
You can still go ahead and stop doubting him now, Gavin. And Gavin went more into it, and I respect it.
Yeah. I mean, it's how I feel about him. I think it was probably a pretty good pick. It's a very safe pick. But, you know, if you really want to impact defense, you need somebody to go get the quarterback, somebody to occupy multiple offensive linemen and still make the play against the run, somebody that can cover, you know. And if you're unable to do any of those things, I think there's a pretty low ceiling on how much you can impact the defense being insanely good.
Now, Zach's stirring it up. What do you two fellas think?
Well, I mean, it was Broadus's favorite player in the draft.
Was.
So I
still is?
Oh, no. Once you put your name on that one, you go.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still extremely bullish on what Caleb Downs is going to bring to you. I understand some of the physical limitations when you look around the league at the Kyle Hamiltons and the Derwin James. Those are physical freak shows that are able to dominate in ways that maybe athletically Caleb Downs won't be able to. But I think the football IQ and what he did in college at Bama and Ohio State show that he is, at worst, going to be an outstanding player.
Yeah.
I think Dawson's thought about him in the coverage stuff, I think there's some legitimacy to this. I do. And if you ask him to play, if you were the vision of him being the nickel corner the whole entire time, I think that's not the best way to go with this guy.
Yeah.
So I can understand that. I think being around the ball, his ability to read what's happening, to see the plays, communication, these are things y'all need. But if they misuse him in a way and say, okay, you're just exclusively just going to play slot corner stuff, he's going to get exposed in some ways. He's going to battle. He's going to be tough. He's going to try and be in the right place at the right time, kind of a thing. But I can understand why somebody – I didn't think the coverage was tremendous at Ohio State, but I thought everything else that he could bring from the several different positions that you could play with him. In this day and age where you need a player with multiple, the ability to play with multiple spots and play him at a pretty high level, I think that's why I had him as one of the best players in the country.
What do you find fellas got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. Nick Harris, Star Telegram's coming up at 3 o'clock.
Ooh, man, talk about newspaper. That TCU stuff.
Kicked off the beat.
What the hell?
So we'll get the what Nick knows about that coming up at 3 o'clock, and at 4:40, NASCAR Hall of Famer Tony Stewart's going to join us.
Oh,
and he's drag racing now. He's coming to Ennis later on this year.
Really?
He's got a celebrity bowling tournament we can get involved in.
I think we're in that. Yeah, I think we're involved. They're going to be helping out Derek and 60 Feet 6 and Sandlot, I believe.
Let's go. And Broadus has some unbelievable Tony Stewart stories.
Okay.
He'll maybe tell while Tony is on the air.
Yeah.
4:40.
He called me a P word.
There you go. That's a tease.
But it's pretty funny.
And that is a hell of a tease. All right. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 through the Fan.
Say the P word, Kevin.
Meow. Yes!